USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is releasing the annual Global Report on Human Trafficking.
It assesses how 188 countries and territories, including the United States, are preventing trafficking, protecting victims.
Blinken saying roughly 25 million adults and children are currently victims of trafficking in the world. A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter hid the account of bot accounts on the platform. The MLB All-Star Game is set to be played tonight in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
A group of Russian hackers is at it again.
The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, including the SolarWinds incident, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The BA.5 subvariant of Omicron keeps spreading across the United States very quickly. So much so, the CDC estimates it accounts for about 78% of circulating variants for the week that finished up last Saturday. BA.5 is known to reinfect those who previously got the virus, along with those who are vaccinated. The next most prevalent variant, known as BA.4, only makes up about 13% of nationwide cases. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
With inflation at a 40-year high, many Americans are stretching their budgets to afford everyday essentials. According to a recent Fox poll, 70% of respondents admit to having to cut back in order to buy necessities. Sticker shock at the grocery store and gas pumps is becoming a hot-button issue ahead of the upcoming midterms. But a glimmer of hope is emerging with sky-high gas prices in some areas beginning to go down. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News he believes more could be done to tackle oil and gas prices.
The president has not just had to walk back his own past criticisms of Saudi Arabia, but try to get more oil from Iran and Venezuela. You know, we have plenty of oil in Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas and North Dakota. We could produce enough oil and gas and coal here to be totally energy independent and to support our allies overseas.
A small explosion and fire is being reported at the Hoover Dam in Nevada. Video shows black smoke pouring out from the bottom of the dam as a fire burns. No cause for the explosion has been reported. There are no reports of any injuries. Members of Congress will be hearing from Ukraine's First Lady on Wednesday. Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Zelensky, will deliver remarks 4 months after her husband did the same thing. Her comments come just about 5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.